Again, thanks for listening and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Tuesday, November the 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers. With Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, every Tuesday in this segment, is Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
What's going on in your world, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you, I've just been emailing back and forth with the Liquor Commission. You know, it's interesting. Here's an agency that sought to more or less put us out of business. And 4 years later, here they are basically helping us now get into a bigger, larger, new location. And it seems the real disconnect here is that locally we've got a really great investigator, a young man named Ross Gibbs. I've met him before in other dealings with the Liquor Commission. Nice guy. And then down in Lansing, we have a bunch of confusion happening down there because the left hand can't talk to the right hand. So when I hear things after this recent presidential election where certain leaders are saying that they want to shrink government and destroy the bureaucratic hold that some of these large agencies at the federal level have, I love that tremendously. That's what our whole thing has been about since the beginning. And I hope that it really starts to filter its way down to the state and even further down to the local level.
Well, one of the things, and I'm sure you're referring to that 3 minute and 37 second video of Donald Trump talking about the 10 steps, the 10 specific items that he's going to implement at the federal level. Bureaucratic agencies, number one, you know, part of the discussion of the plan is because basically these bureaucratic unelected people, Ian, control our lives.
Absolutely true, 100%. And this is, you know, I alluded to it shortly at the end of the show last week, but there has been a recent Michigan Supreme Court order that, again, is attacking that very idea that we, the people, have the power, not these unelected bureaucrats. And I'm sure that we'll get into it a little bit more because it really has an impact on what we're doing here at the Iron Pig and exactly what we're talking about here, which is where one single person that's unelected, unbeholden to anybody but the person that appoints them, wields vast power over an entire state, let alone what we're talking about at the federal level with the FDA, with the CIA, FBI. I mean, all these agencies have to be downsized in a tremendous way. Our founding fathers never intended, honestly, for most of these agencies to even be created, let alone have the power that they now wield.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we're looking at is dealing with these bureaucratic agencies. You've heard about this FEMA story, 350 trailers coming to Wordsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda, yep. Six other counties in the state, dealing with exactly that point. They're saying and claiming that this is all having to do with master plans, zoning ordinances, zoning maps, and that things needed to be updated in order for them to, quote-unquote, prepare in the event of emergency. All kinds of crazy stories out there. We're going to get to part of that. But basically, these are the exact groups of people you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. They have tremendous power. And at this point in time, it seems that they can basically do really whatever they want. You know, and I challenge anybody to say otherwise. But what is going to stop FEMA from doing something like that? You know, I'm hearing some information coming at, you know, I know Wordsmith Air Force Base. I've been there. I used to watch A-10s fly in through there. One of my best friends growing up, you know, they had their dad stationed there. So I know that area pretty well, and I'm curious to see exactly what's going on there.
Absolutely. We're going to continue with Ian Murphy on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse. But the craziness of this whole thing about FEMA and these emergency staging activities. Ian, I just got a text from one of our listeners who also listens to Alex Jones, saying that they're going to try to get Biden to resign, step down for health reasons. This would allow Kamala Harris to then come in and become president, the 47th president, potentially another attempt on Donald Trump's life, and then they're going to declare martial law before January 6th, the electors vote in the Electoral College. You know, we used to carry Alex Jones' show years ago on our other station, and I got so tired of listening to the conspiracy stories out of his show, we basically took it down. But a lot of people still listen, and this is the kind of stuff I'm dealing with regarding these FEMA trailers and staging for an emergency. And the timing of it, just interesting, because January 6, 2025, is when they vote in Washington with the Electoral College electors' ballots, their slates that get turned in. Well, guess who is the Senate president overseeing that activity?
Right.
Vice President Kamala Harris. So, but you see, the difference between this election, Ian, and 2020, this was so overwhelming. This election was, like Donald Trump said, so big, too big to rig. And the left said, you know what? This candidate, Kamala Harris, she's not worth it. So we're not going to print the ballots. We're not going to do what needs to be done. Just let things take their normal course. Donald Trump ends up at 312 Electoral College votes to 226. It was an Electoral College landslide. I don't see this being a possibility, but this is how people think now, because we don't trust our government. We don't trust these bureaucratic agencies.
Yeah, you know, there's a few key things. And don't take my word for it. There are certainly much smarter people than me that know about this. But there's a few key things for public trust to be in place with a Democratic-style government. And public trust really is a big part of that. And we've seen that eroded so drastically in the last 4 years for a number of reasons, whether it's electoral things, whether it's the pandemic stuff, whether it's vaccine requirements. All of these kind of things are just eroding that public trust in government. You know, I say it to my friends that are legislators. You know, I don't envy any of them, whether they're at the local level, the state level, the federal level. I don't envy any of them. They're working in a system that I wouldn't say is broken, but that is definitely corrupted. So when you have the public trust worn down so far, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, we're going to hear even more of. It's always sort of been out there, as you say. But unfortunately, some of these things, these conspiracy theories, quote unquote, have become true, right? So
Sure. That
then lends more credence to some of these other conspiracy theories when they first come out. With the stuff going on over in Alpena, I'm not really sure why they would pick Wurtsmith. Obviously, you know, it's a PFAS zone over there. So I can understand, you know, it being a blank area to drop things. But to be honest, that is not really a great staging area for a disaster. All the way over in Alpena, I mean, geographically, wouldn't you think some place like Gaylord would be more appropriate?
Right off of I-75?
Right in the middle of the state. We have a big airport here. We have another zone here that is toxic, like Wurtsmith, former Georgia-Pacific plant here.
Sure.
You know, so I just question the validity of it being used as a staging area. But again, I don't know such things. I'm not in that realm, that world. But I do know that people have a very deep mistrust of government. And I think to a degree that is very healthy, right? I mean, that's sort of what we were founded on, was rebelling against our government. And I think a healthy skepticism of our government is good. But when we go to some of these lengths, it really kind of becomes a little bit dangerous. And I'm not suggesting that Alex Jones is being dangerous by perpetuating some of these things. But, you know, he does have a history of, you know, being incorrect on other things.
Sure.
But really, at the end of the day, it's that public trust that's being eroded at nearly every level, at the schools, at public government here, or government here,
yeah,
locally. It just, everywhere it seems to be that nobody wants to believe or trust what the government is saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing in talking to people, hearing you on this show, asking, you know, about the new location, understanding what you're dealing with the Liquor Control Commission, is there any, at this point, any news or updates that you can give to people? Because a lot of people are chomping at the bit. They want to come and have dinner at the new location. Any idea at this point, anything you can report on as far as looking at the calendar and trying to figure out when you might be open for business?
Yeah, I think barring a miracle, I had been shooting up until about 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning when I received an email from the Liquor Commission. They have not, our application has not reached the commission yet, like to come up for an actual vote. I thought that it would have been there at least a week or so ago, but there's some technical difficulties, administrative things that apparently, you know, we're buying these licenses from a bankrupt LLC that is represented by lawyers for a receiver. So, you know, trying to get all the I's dotted and T's crossed apparently has been a bit more of an issue for them, not necessarily us or the LLC. But the Michigan Liquor Control Commission seems to be really having a bit of an issue there getting everything squared away. But I think this afternoon, according to this email, they now have everything they need to get it to the commission to vote. I don't know when that's going to happen. Long story short, I was hoping to be open just in time for Thanksgiving. I'm going to go ahead and say that we're probably going to push that off to about the first week of December. Barring any sort of miracle, unless this gets to the commission in the next 2 weeks.
Got it. Yep, absolutely. One of the things that people are asking too, and I know you've answered this already, but this is going to be a somewhat different type of operation compared to your operation downtown M32 Main Street there in Gaylord. Explain the differences between the south location and the downtown location.
So the biggest difference, and that's a great question, the biggest difference is that we have just more room. The other biggest difference is we're going to have a specific dinner menu, and we're going to have table service as well as order at the counter. For those that love, so we have a lot of hockey teams, a lot of volleyball teams, and a lot of bus tours that come through that love the order at the counter because it is quicker and they can get more people in and out. So we're still going to be doing that at the new location and downtown for a little while. But the biggest difference is it's going to feel more like a sit-down restaurant where you're welcome to stay a little bit longer, which is not saying that that's not the case downtown, but I designed the downtown location to be a little bit more fast table turns, as we call it in the business. So the new location, we've got bigger, more comfy seating. It's spread out much more. We're really packed in downtown here. And then the other big difference is all the amazing outdoor space that we're going to have to eat and drink. And then, of course, that gigantic pavilion next door, which we're already brainstorming a million different ideas how to turn that thing out.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you specifically, because I mentioned it on the air, Mark Farner is a good friend, and I actually got to see him on Saturday, and he just came out with his new album that got released, and his single on there is called Real, and I asked him, I said, well, do you know if your schedule is open? Looked at the calendar, Ian, for next year. 4th of July is on a Friday.
Mm.
And I said, would you be able to maybe put on a concert for us, Mark Farner's American Band? Would you be able to come and put a concert on that weekend? And he said, well, let me talk to my scheduler and see if we're booked yet. And that might be a possibility. So I'm working on that. Have you thought about, I know you're crazy busy with the new opening and location and everything, but have you thought about Summerfest for 2025?
Very abstractly, I guess is the best way I could put it. Like we want to do one, but what we're really trying to figure out is when we can plan the grand opening. So that is going to be a gigantic kickoff. And I don't want to give anything away, but we may or may not have, wink, wink, a member of Pink Floyd coming and playing here. Dave Landau, the comedian, Dave Landau, who I believe is going to be on Gutfeld tonight. Check him out. He's a good friend of ours. I think he's going to come up. But that's really what we're efforting, is that grand opening. And then, of course, Brisket Festival that we really didn't get to do last summer.
Right.
We really want to make that a great big event, maybe a multi-day event for this summer. And that 4th of July weekend may be a perfect weekend to do it.
Yeah. Well, again, in the back of your mind, put Mark Farner's band in there as a placeholder, and then I'll talk to his scheduler and see if that, in fact, can happen. I know it's very expensive to bring certain bands in. We may end up having to actually sell tickets for certain concerts, things like that, but we'll brainstorm all of that. Last question before I let you go. I had Mike Farage on the show. You know Cool Mike.
I do.
Right. Well, he announced that he's running to be the chair of the Michigan GOP in the upcoming winter convention that's coming up here in December.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he had talked with you and had kind of cursory conversation with you, that he was pushing and wanting you to run with him as vice chair of the state party. And can you verify whether or not that was actually a conversation you had with Mike Farage?
It absolutely was a conversation. I love Mike. He's a great guy. Very enthusiastic, man. If I could bottle up that dude's energy and sell it, it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
We did have a conversation, and actually it was at the forum that you hosted at the Ellison Place here in Gaylord a number of months ago.
Sure.
That's when we had that conversation, and he told me that he was thinking about, or actually I think at the time he was pretty sure that he was going to run for the chair position, and asked if I would be interested in running with him as co-chair or assistant or whatever that position is. And I have decided that I've been asked before to run for various different public offices, but I've come to the decision that I am more effective doing what I'm doing with, I guess, lawfare, even though I'm increasingly not liking that term.
Sure.
With this lawsuit, these things, I'm effectuating things more than I could if I were in a public office, is the best way I can put it. And that seems to be the case. So for me, I probably, I wish Mike the best. Again, he's got a ton of energy, and that's exactly what the party needs.
Yeah.
But I probably won't be joining him, but that doesn't mean that I don't support him.
Absolutely. Got a text in from Chris. He's asking exactly a specific location for the Iron Pig South, the new location. Where is it, and how do you get to it?
4029 Old 27 South. It's right across the street from Otsego Lake. You can't quite see it because there's a bunch of trees in the way, but the lake is right there. So right on South Old 27, you can get to it from I-75, exit 279, and it's just, you just head south. So depending if you're coming from the north or the south, it's left or right.
Sure.
Super easy to get to. There will be a ton of signage once we're open right there. There's only three restaurants right in that sort of row, and we're the furthest one to the south right there. So
very good.
4029 Old 27 South.
Old 27 South. And again, when you get off of I-75, exit 279, that's the one that's roughly about 3 miles south of the exit 282.
Yep.
You get off at 279 and then head south down Old 27.
That's correct.
Okay, very good. All right, so hopefully